Hello, I'm Eric Chabro of GovInfoSecurity.com and Information Security Media Group. Today we welcome back Mark Weatherford, Chief Information Security Officer for the state of California. How's it going, Mark?
Good morning, Eric. I'm doing well.
Earlier this year, the state of California issued a policy letter which formally establishes open source software in state government as an acceptable practice. Why was the policy letter issued and why now?
People have been using open source for years, and it's kind of been the unspoken rule. A lot of people use it without having formal policy around it. So we just decided to go ahead and formalize that and issue a policy for it. We do a whole lot of development in the state and reusing code and using some of the other things that are out there that are well tested and validated. It just seems to make a lot of sense to me.
In developing the policy, what information security factors were considered?
The biggest part of that will be obviously a review of the code to make sure that it is in fact validated and appropriate for where it should be used. But for the most part, my input into it was the use of the tools and security software that are out there that are really the de facto standards in the industry right now.
You said that the biggest part of this would be the review of the code. Now, if I recall, you have a decentralized approach to information security in California. So who would be conducting these reviews?
That's a very key part of this. And you're right, we are very, very decentralized. The whole goal is, as we are developing, my office gets involved at a high level to ensure that the security folks and security staffs in the different agencies where the development and where the tools are being used are involved to make sure that at that level that they are engaged in any kind of review.
In California, would that be that people sort of self-regulate themselves?
To a certain extent, but as I said, getting my office involved and getting the office of the CIO involved is becoming pretty much the norm now. As projects go forward, we get engaged early, hopefully, so that we can understand how the projects are being developed and who the different players are so that we can ensure that the right people are at the table as these projects go forward.
In developing this policy, how much did economics play? We all know the kind of financial struggle that California and other states are going through at the moment.
Obviously, the economics is a big part of it. Reusing things that are already out there and already well established makes a lot of sense. Costs a lot of money to spend time developing code and developing tools. So sure, the economics plays a big part in that.
You wrote in your own blog a few months back, it seems to me that thousands of developers and hackers beating up on open source code is a pretty efficient and transparent way of identifying software bugs and vulnerabilities in open source software, kind of like software market Darwinism, where the strong survive. What, if anything, gives you pause about using open source software from a security perspective?
Boy, I didn't know I said that. That sounds really smart, doesn't it? You know, I would say what gives me pause is the fact that sometimes people may not vet the code well enough before they use it, when they bring the software in and somebody finds something that does what they want it to do and instant concise, and they may not give it the appropriate review that it should have. That's the one thing that gives me pause, because as you know, sometimes what you get is not what you expect, and it can be too good of a good thing, I guess.
And what's been the response to the policy?
Here in the state, it's been really good. Probably read on my blog, probably one of the highest reviewed blogs that I've written, and most of the responses have been something to the effect of, wow, it's about time and government is finally coming into the 21st century. I am a fan of open source. Some of the best tools that we use in the security business are, in fact, the standards, and they're open source. For us, this has just been a good thing to formalize the implementation and use of standard security tools.
If I understand it, these have been used for many, many years in California. It's just a matter of you having some kind of rules to make sure they're applied properly.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, a lot of people have been using some of these tools for years. I don't know anyone who doesn't use some of these tools, quite frankly, and just because they are standards. And so, yeah, we're codifying it and formalizing the use of them.
Hey, Mark, I thank you for joining us again.
Okay, Eric. Well, thank you very much.
That's Mark Weatherford, the Chief Information Security Officer of the State of California. I'm Eric Chabro of GovInfoSecurity.com and Information Security Media Group. Thanks for listening.